You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 33 of the Storm Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. And today we are going to be talking about your number one competitor. Yes, you, the indie creator that is listening to this podcast right now. But before we get into that, I just want to say that new episodes of the Storm Chat Podcast are every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, and wherever else you get your podcast. I just want to say thank you to everyone who tunes in each week and shows love on social media and responding to my episodes. I'm just so grateful. I don't know. I thank you guys every week. And I'm going to keep thanking you guys because you deserve it. You guys are awesome. We're still approaching 700 downloads, total downloads rather, of the Storm Chat Podcast. So if you are downloading these episodes, thank you very much. If you are enjoying these episodes, I encourage you to share them with whoever you think may find my information and what I'm learning and what I'm sharing useful. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, let us dive into the G-Storm news before we jump into today's segment. So, today I'm working on some new projects. Yeah, I'm working on some new projects. It's actually the projects that I've kind of been teasing in the previous episodes. I don't want to reveal any of them just yet because they're still a work in progress and they're not in a position for me to be revealing yet, but you can go on Instagram and TikTok at G-Storm Entertainment to see what those reveals are when the time comes. I'll probably do an announcement. I'll let you guys know when those big announcements are coming. And if the announcements happen before, you know, a future episode, then I'll let you guys know. So, and of course, you can also sign up for my email list on gstormgo.com to get the latest information on that as well. In addition to that, I have been thinking about streaming again, be it TikTok Live, YouTube streaming, Twitch. I really do want to get back into streaming because I do enjoy talking to you guys. I used to stream quite a bit. In the early days of G-Storm on Twitch. And then, you know, I was just so caught up in developing the first volume of Eternity's End that I kind of stopped streaming. And I would go live on TikTok every now and then. I haven't done that in a very long time. And I know folks on TikTok, if you're listening and are from TikTok, I know you guys enjoy me being on TikTok, talking about Eternity's End, answer your questions, and just hanging out. Like, I like hanging out with you guys. So, and I'm glad you guys tune in to the Storm Chat Podcast and just listen to what I have to say and just sharing what's on my mind for the week and the topic that I want to talk about. So again, if you guys find what I'm saying useful, you can always send me a DM on social media. And just if you want to say thanks, or if you just want to just ask any questions about me or G-Storm, or any questions you may have about your own work and projects, and just, yeah, well, my DMs are always open for the G-Storm community. So, and another thing, I have been working on a couple other things. Like the last few weeks, I've really been just trying to put together these projects. And like I said, I don't want to reveal anything that I'm working on right now, but of course you guys know Eternities in Volume 2 is in development. I had to push the date back because there was a lot of delays with the current chapter. So instead of it releasing this summer, it's going to release in the fall / early winter. So you'll be updated periodically about Eternities in Volume 2 and its progress. Hopefully the process isn't too long. I'm not going to promise like what month I can expect Volume 2 to come out, because you never know what will happen. I mean, you just never know what will happen when it comes to production. It's always going to take longer than anticipated. And of course, as an indie creator, if you're an indie creator listening to this, I'm sure you guys know what I mean. But if not, Yeah, I mean, things always take longer than they should. Without further ado, though, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have for the G-Storm news. Let's dive into today's segment, which is competition. Indie creators, your number one competitor is yourself. Stop worrying about what other people are doing. The most common opponent you're stepping in a ring with is you. Not your mutuals, not the big creators with the gazillion followers, not even the professionals at Shonen Jump. You have to face yourself more than any of those people each and every single day. Don't focus on making a story better than this person or that person. Focus on bettering yourself. Okay, now, this is not to say that other creators are not competition to some degree, because they are. You know, you see people who are doing the same thing as you, and you might view them as competition. That's totally fine. But before you get to them, you got to get past yourself. And, just don't get caught up in trying to surpass anybody out the gate. Like, the only person you should be focusing on surpassing is the person you were the day before. All right. And the reason why I say this is because your journey as an indie creator is going to be far different than everybody else's. And there's more than one way to reach the top. I've said this before, I've said it a million times. I probably said it in the previous episodes a bunch, but there's just more than one way to reach the goal. And don't try to, you know, be like other people. Like, it doesn't help that you're trying to be like another creator. Like, for example, you could see somebody with a big following and they release a manga and they have tons of views and made tons of sales, and you look at what they're doing and you're probably like, you know what, if I do the exact same thing, I'm going to be successful. Don't do that. That's a trap, because I've seen creators do it and they're surprised, and they have the surprised Pikachu face on look on their face, and they go, wait, what happened? Like, why don't I have the big following? Why don't I have all this attention and sales? Because that's not the path that you're meant to follow. Now, you can't just go and look at the indie creators out there, especially, I know when I started, and many other indie creators I know when they started, they think that they have to compare themselves to Shonen Jump. If you start your own manga company or video game studio, you're trying to be like these big studios. Like, if you're doing manga, Shonen Jump, if you're doing games, you think you gotta be like PlayStation, you think you gotta hire a bunch of people and hire all these different folks. You don't have to do any of that. It's not necessary when you're starting out. You're an independent creator. You don't have a big budget. You don't have a big following. You are just starting. Your focus and priority is to just start, make something good, make something marketable, and learn how to build your brand, learn how to build your product. Like, there's no need to be sitting here and trying to create some big company. Like, if you and your group of friends start a manga company, like, you don't have to just, I don't know, like, I'm trying to figure out how to say this without sounding like crazy. Like, you don't have to be like a big, you don't have to pretend like you're this big company. Like, you're small. So pretend that you're being small. But and it's the same with indie games too. Like, you don't have to compare yourself to these big studios. You don't have to compare yourself to other indie studios. If you see an indie studio making a game like Hollow Knight or Undertale, Undertale is made by one person. I'm not sure if Hollow Knight was, but you don't have to be like those guys. Your priority should be learning how to create and finish a game, because as I've said before, many people in this industry do not finish, in the indie industry rather, many of them do not finish their product. They want to start, they jump into this space, they realize how difficult it is, and then they're like, whoa, yeah, I don't think I can do this, I don't think I can keep up with it, and the work is too difficult for them, and they drop it and then go off and do something else, or they watch other people do it and, you know, they're just like, dang, like, what happened to me? But again, stop comparing yourself to others. It's a trap. If you spend too much time worrying about what other people are doing, you're never truly going to be productive. You're never truly going to tap into the potential that you have, because you're sitting here comparing yourself to these creators. I wouldn't even want you to compare yourself to me. And I'd be like, oh, you know what? G-Storm, he has this manga. He has this theme song for his manga. He has, you know, he's talked about making video games. He's talked about doing this. I should do all that out the gate. You don't have to do that. And I don't recommend you do, because you don't have the experience that I have. You don't walk the path that I've walked. You are walking your own path. And remember that. A lot of people in the indie space forget that. You don't have to sell things the way other people do. You don't have to market and make the same kind of videos, or you even use the same kind of hashtags as other people. Like, you have to figure out and create. That's the part. That's the whole point of being a creator. You have to figure out what works for you, what ties best to your brand. And don't forget that. Prioritize bettering your craft, especially if you're starting. And once you continue to challenge yourself, guess what? You're going to look back and you're going to be surprised how far you come. Because I know that's what I did. And I'm still surprising myself. Like, G-Storm in 2025 is a lot different than G-Storm in 2021 when he wrote that first chapter of Eternity's End. So just prioritize bettering yourself. You are your number one competitor, not anyone else. And that, my friends, is all I have for you today. Make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a like, and share with whoever may find this information valuable. You guys can follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, as well as the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, where I do shorts. I'm gonna start doing videos. I gotta do videos. I know I've been saying I want to do videos, but I just haven't had the time. Okay, I do have some video ideas that I do want to put together, because I do think we should be talking about storytelling more and game development more. And then once I have my projects and stuff put together, I'll make videos on that as well. Like, I have content. I just gotta put it together. But yeah, go ahead and follow me on all those social media platforms. Visit my website, www.gstormgold.com. Sign up for my email list, and you can go to my online store where you can buy a signed copy of Eternity's End Volume 1, as well as merch like shirts, posters, and mugs. And yeah, guys, I'm going to be bouncing out of here this week. You guys have a great weekend. This is Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment LLC, and this has been the Storm Chat Podcast. Take care. Be blessed. Don't forget to compete with yourself first, and have yourselves a great day. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform, and don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.